Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves if you dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you tonight, it's Ian here with you.
And Josh.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, launching right into your calls. We'll go to Dan in Pennsylvania on the amp line. Hey, Dan.
Hey, guys. Who's Josh?
Josh, who are you?
I'm just a friend.
No, you're a friend. You're a friend and a free stater. But no, actually, no. Technically, you're not a free stater.
I'm a native that kind of plugged in.
You are definitely plugged in with the movement here. One of the good guys. So that's who Josh is. You've seen him in print if you've been to anarchyinyourhead.com. He is known as Angry Josh there.
Oh, cool.
That would be me.
All right.
So what's on your mind tonight?
What I called about was an issue that comes up occasionally, and it's one that you guys seem to have some trouble with, and I think that I might have a solution. It's the idea of what do you do when somebody's mentally insane, obviously, in a free society, because obviously we as people who believe in individual liberty don't necessarily believe that a person has a right to control another person just because they think the other person is doing something wrong. So that brings up the issue of when is it right to forcefully intervene in somebody's life?
Well, some of the answers that we've had so far are, well, if they're harming others, then obviously you can forcefully stop them to do that. If they're just harming themselves, then things get a little trickier. If they've entered into some sort of an agreement prior to the harming of themselves that says that they would like to be stopped from harming themselves, whatever step you need to take, stop me from doing these things, then it would be completely okay to intervene. Otherwise, if you do intervene and there is no pre-existing agreement, then I would think that you'd be opening yourself up to a possible liability down the line if they decide they didn't appreciate your unasked for help. But what did you have in mind?
Well, liability is actually the answer, I think. To start with, in a free society, the institutions that deal with what today we would call law enforcement, but which would actually be protection and dispute resolution, would be more responsive, I think, than preventative, because when you have a society where everybody is armed and capable at arms and, with no question is allowed to defend themselves, the idea of a protective state is, goes away, and I don't even think you'd need a private police force. But what you would have would be these dispute resolution organizations, which would, respond to things that have already happened, in large part. And so the way I think that would work into this problem is, whenever somebody is doing something that you believe, if they were in their right mind, they would not do, then as a matter of individual conscience, you could, try to convince them that what they're doing is wrong and use some sort of coercion in your persuasion. But if they are found to have been in their right mind, or when they return to their right mind, they decide that you had no right to do that, then you're liable.
That's how I feel.
And the question is, no matter what, generally we accept to be logically true in terms of ethics, if the general idea of society is paternalistic, then they might decide that you need some sort of Good Samaritan protection. So even though that person believed that what you did was wrong, it's going to be up to...
It'll be up to the marketplace. I mean,
yeah, exactly.
You're right. You're absolutely right. And that's why that when some people say that a truly free society or free marketplace could actually be more restrictive in some instances, I think they're absolutely right, because people could self-organize to the point, kind of like how the Free State Project is self-organizing, drawing liberty-minded people all to the same place. You've also got the Christian Exodus Project drawing a bunch of theocrats all to the same place so they can then force their morals on people. So if you get people together that are all of a similar mindset in a general geographic area, then certainly whatever kind of results are coming out of the arbitrators in those areas are going to differ. There's likely going to be some differences between how a case like that might be arbitrated in the Christian Exodus Project versus a more liberty-oriented society.
And now, are we talking just about people who have no reasoning capabilities or like deranged on a psychotic level. I mean, what about just the ordinary?
Yeah, people out of their mind.
Yeah, what about the completely benign, mentally handicapped? Are you asking how that would be intervened with as well? Like, if we deemed that somebody wasn't capable of taking care of themselves?
Well, in either case, I think it would be basically the same. It would, you know, you would have a liability that you know, we discussed, but also if society tends to be paternalistic, then you will have, you know, that sort of interference in the lives of, you know, children and the mentally handicapped and stuff like that. If it's more, you know, libertine, then you wouldn't. And this goes to something that I was recently discussing on the forum about polycentric law, where you would have areas with a prevailing legal theory, and even though you could get a dispute resolution under a particular system, say Sharia law or fundamentalist Catholic law, or, well, that wouldn't be fundamentalist, but, you know, Catholic canon law or something like that, you might have to move to a different place of the world in order to enforce the, you know, the dispute resolution decision. So if something is, sorry about that, if something's really draconian in terms of the, well, not draconian, but paternalistic is a good term, in terms of what the rest of society believes, and you want to be the type of person who takes care of the mentally handicapped, you know, takes care in quotations as in, you know, make sure that they're doing everything that you want them to do, well, you're going to have to go to a part of the world where that sort of thing is allowed, whereas the rest of society might not allow the enforcement of that sort of decision-making.
And it would be their private property. So, I mean, when you talk about society, you don't mean as a group necessarily, but you just mean that in general, in that particular area, people aren't interested in that sort of thing, or they are, depending on what their beliefs are. And so, because it's their private property, they would be able to get to set whatever rules they could. You know, I was thinking as you were talking about the idea of liability, and I wonder how practical would it be for, say, in a society where things are, you know, a mix, like relatively free, it's still a free society, everybody's got private property rights and they can set their own rules, where some people are willing to take that liability on to help somebody who, or what they believe is helping, to help somebody who's in a mentally ill state. They're willing to take that liability on. Sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't, in that a lot of the times, I would imagine, after the fact, the person is going to be appreciative of the fact that, oh my gosh, you know, I was crazy, and thank you so much for helping me get out of this. And then there are going to be the occasional times, I would think it would be more often that they'd be appreciative than to be angry about it, like, I wanted to stay insane, shouldn't have messed with me, I didn't appreciate that technique that you used, or whatever. And there are going to be times when people are going to sue, and there will be that liability. I wonder if there would be enough business there for an insurance company to back somebody up to where if that's what you wanted to do with your life, is to help rescue people that are having a tough time and expose yourself to liability constantly, would there be somebody out there that was willing to take that risk and back you up financially?
Probably, if that's their prerogative. Yeah. I mean, the thing that I always run into when I'm talking about free market solutions with people is it'll inevitably come down to who will help the poor, who will help the downtrodden, the sick, and the elderly.
Sure.
Which the obvious answer is, why not you?
Mm-hmm.
If that's your value, no one's going to stop you.
And you have the thoughts tonight, Dan.
I don't know why I didn't think of that before, because in a free society, law would effectively be an economic good produced through the codes of conduct of insurers. And, yeah, why not a Good Samaritan insurance agency? I think that would be the perfect solution.
There you go. Thanks for the call tonight, Dan. I appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. See, that's just it. That's why I don't like calling myself an anarchist, because it does have a connotation of no rules, no laws, and I have no problem with the idea of a private law. Like, it's my property. I get to write whatever the rules are.
It has that connotation, but that's not, like, the real definition, but, you know, things get twisted and perverted.
Yeah, I go by the connotations for the most part, because I don't want to sit there and argue about what the real meaning of anarchist is when you've got people out there calling themselves anarchists, throwing firebombs into things and blowing up storefront windows and stuff like that.
That's why I sort of gravitated towards the more individualist, libertarian, or agorist tags.
Agorist is an okay one, I think, because anything that nobody has a preconceived, most people don't have a preconceived notion about, is a better tag than something that everybody has an idea about. The wrong idea.
Or just create something new, like voluntarism.
There you go. 800-259-9231, or consensualist. How about that one? 800-259-9231. You bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious tasting chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard to digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet, or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
You already know that drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. Toll free, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line tonight. It's Ian here with you.
And Josh.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features we give to you, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Features including archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, they're right there on the front page of the website, and they go back for an entire year free for you at freetalklive.com. And if you need more great audio content, you can go to audible.com. It's the internet's leading provider of spoken audio entertainment. You can listen whenever and wherever you want, just like a podcast. Audible has over 60,000 titles from which to choose, and every genre Audible has it covered. Get a free audiobook download when you sign up today. Just go to audiblepodcast.com/FTL. That's audiblepodcast.com/FTL for your free audiobook. As we continue taking your phone calls about whatever's on your mind, Dan is in Kentucky. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dan.
Hey, first I have something kind of short, a short comment.
All right, sure.
About the last thing you were discussing about terms. And maybe, Ian, you should call yourself a Critarchist, Critarchist.
What is that?
That's a person who basically will submit to a judge in a ruling, like if somebody brings a grievance against you. That's something. I think it's a Greek derivative. The beginning is like judges, and it's got the archy in there, you know, Critarchy. Instead of what we have now is oligarchy, we're ruled by a few. Critarchy is ruled by judges.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to be ruled by judges.
Okay, well, anyway, I was just throwing
I don't want to be
there.
Ruled by anybody. See, the thing I like about the free marketplace and private property owners getting to set their own rules is if I don't like their rules, I don't have to go on their property. Of course, somebody can make the point that, well, if you don't like government rules, you can go somewhere else. But the thing is, I didn't agree in the first place to this whole governmental system, whereas when I go on Walmart's property, I agree to, you know, not steal their stuff, and I agree to pay with a credit card or cash or whatever.
Right.
Go ahead.
But at some point, well, maybe I'm saying it wrong, but at some point there could be a dispute that would arise, and under Critarchy you would send it to arbitration. You can look it up and...
So are you saying that Critarchy could exist in a free market as far as – because the free marketplace, as I understand – is at least my conceptualization of the free marketplace does include arbitration. But in the in the particular instance, both parties have to consent to the arbitration.
Right. So, well, it's an old word. So it has it's a word that existed before Rothbard. And then there's a Rothbard Institute in Europe somewhere, and they – have been explaining the word and everything, so they're kind of grabbing a hold of it. Historically, it's been used, like, in the Bible, there's a book of Judges and right before the book of Kings. And so, in Kings, it was a monarchy, but the book of Judges kind of describes a society. I mean, you don't have to believe it's true or not.
It could work. I'm led to think that market arbitration would be more like the judge's fairness or this arbiter's like reputation of fairness and objectivity is really the commodity that the grieved parties are agreeing on using. But
yeah.
I know this, a critarchal society sounds more like a theocratic one where you're substituting a priest class for a judge class.
There's not a lot here. I'm on the Wikipedia page about it. There's not a lot here, but it does say Critarchy is a form of order springing from judgments made from principles of natural rights. It may have existed in Israel during the period of time described in the Book of Judges and exists under Somalia's Zir law, which we've actually talked about on this show in the past. And Somalia's Zir law is very interesting and a whole lot more freedom-oriented than what we have today. A critocracy, it says, should be contrasted with a critarchy. Both are governments ruled by judges, but the difference lies in the manner of the judgment's conception. Judgments in a critocracy are arrived at by the personal opinions of the judge, whereas judgments in a critarchy are arrived at by judging whether a person's natural rights have been violated. So between the two, a critarchy certainly sounds preferable.
By that definition, I'm on board.
Okay. All right.
I don't know if I want Judge Burke making those decisions.
I would want the type of judges that emerge in the marketplace to follow that.
Yeah.
Line of reasoning.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if you didn't want to call yourself an anarchist, that's another word you might think about using.
Anyway, the suggestion. Thank you for that.
Okay. No problem. Sure. I wanted to talk about when I was waking up about 2 days ago. I heard this news story about some type of association of little people that wanted to ban the word midget on airwaves.
Is that for real? I heard the guys on Free Minds TV talking about that recently.
Yes. Yeah. Well, at least they said it on the radio, and I thought it was funny because they they said they wanted to ban the word, and the result was that when I woke up, I heard the word midget on the radio.
Of course.
It's okay to say the word
when you're talking about how wrong the word is, which doesn't matter.
No, but what he was pointing out is the fact that they were complaining about it just made it so that every radio show host that does a morning show, wacky zoo morning shows, talked about midgets that morning because of that news article.
They said the word.
Right, and I can think of words much worse than midget. Mm-hmm. I won't repeat those, of course, but they don't ban those words.
What about munchkin? Would that be endearing?
Now, is a munchkin a midget or a dwarf?
I don't know. I don't know about that one.
These are the things we must learn. These are the important facts that we need to extract here. Dwarf, a person of abnormally small stature owing to a pathological condition, especially one suffering from cretinism or some other disease that produces disproportion or deformation of the features and limbs. So a dwarf would be somebody who may have a large, regular-sized head and
enormous hands,
small arms and that kind of thing, or small legs. Whereas a midget, I believe, is somebody who is proportional as far as their size is concerned.
Here's some interesting
facts. What was the other word though? Midget, dwarf, and then
I said munchkin.
Munchkin.
No, from the Wizard of Oz, the Munchkins.
So you were saying, Josh?
I think that's just a fictional thing, is the munchkin. I don't know.
It is in the dictionary. a small person, especially one who is dwarfish or elfin in appearance. So munchkins are more likely to be dwarfs than they are elves. Not elves. Thank you, Dan, for the call tonight. Dwarves, not midgets. So munchkins are more like dwarves than they are midgets.
There's a funny thing about midgethood, for lack of a better word.
Midgetness.
Apparently 4'10" is the cutoff point for legal status as a person of small stature.
Really?
I was calling around for insurance quotes a little while ago, and they asked my height. And, of course, I asked, is this relevant? What does that matter? They won't insure legal midgets.
No kidding.
Yeah, they wouldn't insure them.
They're just more likely to get injured in an accident or something?
I don't know.
Are we talking about auto insurance?
No, health insurance.
Health insurance. Okay.
More likely to smash their head on a drawer? I don't know.
Maybe they're just, they're likely to have some sort of deformity or birth defect?
I guess they're calling it a pre-existing condition or something. But.
And indeed, a midget is an extremely small person having normal physical proportions. So now you know. You learn something new every night. At least I do. Learn something new every night here on Free Talk Live.
Where do you draw the line between these words anyway?
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously words can change.
They all kind of mean the same. Where do you draw the line between cucka and poo-poo, Ian?
Ooh, we're going to get to something more serious here in a moment. I'm told that the brother of Dave Ridley is on the line. And Dave Ridley is currently in jail. So as we are speaking to you, he is sitting in the Cheshire County Jail because he dared to record video in a public court lobby. He's got a 6-day sentence for that. So hopefully his brother will hang on because we're going to come back and talk to him here in moments. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with 2 cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $40. $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MAINEMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian here with you.
And Josh.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features, and we give them to you free, including the Facebook page. You can go and become a fan, as it is called. Just go to facebook.freetalklive.com, click the Become a Fan link, and join up with our Facebook page slash group or whatever the heck you call those things. Facebook.freetalklive.com as we continue taking your calls. Stephen Ridley is on the line in California. We don't normally talk about people's last names, but you're apparently a very unique individual because you are the brother of Dave Ridley. Isn't that right? Stephen? Do we have Stephen? Oh, please don't tell me we lost Stephen. Stephen in California. Going once. This is what I get. This is what I get for mentioning who's coming next before the break.
You jinxed
this,
it.
This is how things work in the world of talk radio. Whenever you say somebody is coming up, they never hold through the break. Yeah, maybe it was a cell phone issue. Hopefully he'll call back. 800, he is back. Stephen Ridley in California.
Hey, guys. Hey, can you hear me?
Hey, you're Dave Ridley's brother?
Yeah, Dave was the cell phone, all right.
Oh,
I'm
cool.
Here now.
Well, welcome to Free Talk Live. Just to bring our listeners up to speed, Dave Ridley is a videographer here in New Hampshire. He's a Free State Project member, one of the early movers. He's been doing great work over at RidleyReport.com, kind of providing a window into the world of activism here for people that are around the world, around the country, that they don't know what it's like, what the activism's like here in New Hampshire. They can tune into RidleyReport.com, and they can really get a piece of the action. He does a great service, and he was doing that service, recording video in a court lobby, and was arrested for it. Now he's spending 6 days in jail, just to bring our listeners up to speed. What's on your mind tonight, Stephen?
Well, guys, I just wanted to call in, and really, number one, I just wanted to give you guys a shout-out, and also to all the great people I haven't met, but I've seen postings from and videos of, just supporting my big brother. I live out in California, so really, except for holidays, I don't get to hang out with him much, and the only way I can stay caught up with him is giving him a call and watching the report and watching freekeen.com. And I, you know, I'm kind of in the middle of, I'm a composer, so I kind of have to be out here for what I do, but I've seen a lot of crazy, crazy, scary things happen in California.
Now, wait a minute. It was just a question about your career. Isn't composing something you can do from anywhere with an internet connection? I mean, what do you need to be in California for?
The composing itself, absolutely. The problem is meetings, and the problem is studio time with a professional orchestra that can record your stuff in about 1 hour and pay a little, you know, as little as possible, except
actually,
for the union problem.
That's what I thought that I recalled from watching the Ridley Report, is that a lot of the music that he has on his show, some he gets from some of his viewers, but you're one of the primary sources, as I understand it, for a lot of the background themes that he'll play.
Oh, some of it, yeah, that's true. And Dave, I've been very happy for Dave to use as many files of mine as he would like. And
very cool.
Dave, I mean, we, you know, it goes back to when I played the drums and he played the piano, like, you know, growing up, garage bands, et cetera, driving my mom crazy. But
So are you pretty proud of your brother for doing what he's doing? Because I think he's amazing.
Oh, yeah, and that's one of the other things I wanted to point out, other than just saying thank you to all the people that are supporting him, including you guys, obviously, but that I'm proud of him. I you know, I've learned a lot from him over the years. He, and you know, he's like a really humble person. He would probably be mad at me for even coming on and saying this, but he's a really humble guy. But
we won't tell him.
I want people to know he's truly brilliant. He's a politically brilliant. He is. He's learned a lot by reading Churchill and reading the works of Gandhi, and those are his heroes. And what he's doing is huge. People think it's, you know, sometimes, like, I'll tell my friends, they're like, well, why would he go to jail for that? But what he's doing is absolutely huge, hugely symbolic and hugely important. And I think that the more people are willing to do what he's doing, because, you know, six days in jail, but it says a lot to the community. It says a lot to the judges. It says a lot to the system that, hey, they can't continue to pay $80 a day for anybody who's willing to go in there. I mean, what if they got overwhelmed with these people?
Exactly. Yeah.
Especially this, to throw someone as harmless as your brother in jail. I don't know Dave very well, but from my conversations and interactions with him, he's just a great, all-around, genuinely nice human being who poses no danger to anybody.
No.
His only crime is for, you know, objectively showing what these people do.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's I would want to kind of get that message out there, too, to anybody who's thinking about doing this. His strategy is, I think, by far is the best, which is, number one, pretty much kill him with kindness and always be courteous until it comes to the point where it's going beyond your, you know, what you can agree to what you believe in, and that's what he's done. He's never shown anyone anything other than courtesy, but I think he's, because of that, I think he's made more of an impact than a lot of people who aren't as courteous.
Absolutely right. I mean, you don't, from an outsider's perspective, you don't want to listen to somebody who is foaming at the mouth and shouting and being nasty. You want to talk to somebody that is being reasonable and calm and collected, especially when it's the bureaucrats that do the shouting and the bureaucrats that that do the nastiness and the violence. Then there's a real juxtaposition there that I think makes it crystal clear to people that maybe things aren't as they seemed. Of course, people that have been involved in the so-called justice system know that it's a scam, but there are a lot of people that haven't and that they still believe that this is putting bad people go to jail. Well, no, that's nonsense. A lot of good people go to jail because the laws are bad and the enforcers are bad and the whole system is just rotten to the core.
The other thing is that a lot of good people do go to jail, and depending on how long their sentence is or how serious their quote-unquote crime is, they come out not necessarily being all that good because some things happen and you come out in debt, and it's not good for one's life. And a lot of times it takes somebody who is a good person and makes them really jaded. And it's sad, but I think we have to be positive.
The fact that people ask the question of, well, why would he go to jail for that? You know, I would like to ask those people, what would you go to jail for? I mean, have they ever even thought about it? Of course not.
And what wouldn't you be extorted for?
What wouldn't you be extorted for?
What would you rather take the jail time over paying?
Yeah, nobody's ever thought about that. And if they did think about it, their gears would turn for a while. You'd listen to some silence for a bit as they thought about it. And who wants to go to jail? Most people don't want to go to jail. They've got a comfy life right where they are. They don't have to, you know, if they don't stick their head up above the water, it's not likely that it's going to get cut off. But then again, over time, as tyranny continues to rise in America, they'll start taking more and more of your money, and you'll start to see more and more violence on the part of the state. And maybe eventually they will come for you for something, just like Pastor Martin Niemöller said back in the 1940s, first they came for the communists, and then they came, you know, for the trade unionists. Eventually they came for me, and there was no one left to stand up, because they never stood up before to defend the people they didn't necessarily agree with. And, you know, now they've come for the drug dealers, and they're coming for the Muslims, and they're coming for the immigrants. And they've come for Dave Ridley, a man with a video camera. Who would have thought that something like that could happen here in the United States, the supposed land of the free? Not only did it happen to Dave, it happened to Sam Dodson a few months, a month or so later after it happened to Dave. I mean, it's just insane what is happening here.
But that's what's different about here. You aren't forgotten if you go to jail, and there are people there to stick up for you.
Though at this time, it's probably too late for you to get a mail to jail in if you wanted to write to Dave, because he's only in for 6 days, unless they decide to keep him longer for some sort of offense that he commits in jail. If you were to go to mail-2-jail.com, and send something today, it's very unlikely it'll get there by Sunday. So
worst case scenario, they get sent back, and he gets them after he's out.
Go ahead, Stephen.
I heard from my dad today, and classic. My dad mentioned that evidently there may have been an issue where where Dave didn't want to reveal his middle initial.
I heard about that. Yeah, I heard he was punished for that.
So evidently, if you don't reveal your middle initial, you know, maybe that's more time, you know.
Who knows?
If that does happen, please do. I just actually filled one of those out. Please do some mail to Jill,
yeah,
everybody.
Absolutely.
And I want to say one more thing to you guys. Because of Dave, I've been kind of turned on to obviously everything that's happening there and the smart people that are there and your guys' show. And I really appreciate the intellectual, other than the last conversation I heard a little bit of, mostly intellectual discourse that you guys have, and really just challenging people to think about this stuff. And then the fact that you're skeptical about all the conspiracy stuff that you get on a daily basis is very encouraging to me, because you're able to look objectively at everything, and you're able to say to some people, you know, this is kind of a conspiracy.
Well, we do our best on that, and I thank you for the call. It was great hearing from you, and I appreciate it. But one of the things that's great about this format of Free Talk Live is that there are other people here. So if somebody gets into an unobjective manner where they're not being as critical as they might should be, you can call me on that, Josh. And likewise, I could call you on that, or call us both on it. And there's that, too, because we're not going to screen you out. More on the way. Even in these remaining moments, you can take control of the airwaves. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you want to own a brand new computer and improve your credit score at the same time? If you have less than perfect credit but can afford a weekly payment of $29.99 for just 12 months, then you're already approved for a brand new Dell or HP computer. Guaranteed. Bad credit? No problem. There's no credit check, so you won't be turned down. If you have a checking or savings account, then call right now for your brand new Dell or HP computer. Call 800-250-0146. Guaranteed Consumer Funding says you're approved. Give us a call today at 800-250-0146 to have your brand new computer shipped right to you. Call now and we will add a free Nintendo Wii game system. That's right, a free Nintendo Wii. But you must call now. So get the computer of your dreams today and improve your credit at the same time. Call 800-250-0146. That's 800-250-0146. Again, 800-250-0146.
Have you heard about American Free Press? American Free Press, the only national newspaper that endorsed Ron Paul for president. American Free Press, written by patriots for patriots. Standing firm for our Constitution. Standing firm against the New World Order. Hammering the enemies of freedom. Exposing the intrigues of the global elite. American Free Press hits the Bilderbergers and Trilateralists and the whole Council on Foreign Relations gang head on. Here's your chance to catch up with the news from American Free Press. Get a free subscription to our online newsletter. Just go to our website and sign up. The address is simple, AmericanFreePress.net. It's just like it sounds, AmericanFreePress, all one word, .net. Once again, that's AmericanFreePress.net. American Free Press, the voice of the Second American Revolution.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything, even in these remaining moments. Enough time for your call right now. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And tonight it's Ian here with you.
And Josh.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. If you enjoy this program and want to help support Free Talk Live, one of the most effective ways to do so is by shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live gets a percentage of your purchase. They've got dozens of categories in which you can shop. A whole lot of items. Whatever it is you're looking for, it's very likely they sell it, and it's likely they're selling it at a pretty good price. In fact, it's also likely you'll get product reviews from people who've actually bought and used the product prior to you, which is great. Amazon.freetalklive.com is where you want to go. As we go to your phone calls and talk to Enemy of the State in Michigan, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I just want to talk a little bit about psychology. I listen to this show quite often, and, well, a couple of things have piqued my interest. One of which is when we talk about, especially when we talk about kids and how to raise them responsibly, one of the things in that the liberty movement, people who are in the liberty movement kind of miss in psychology theory is the idea of punishment and rewards. And I've heard it on the show quite often, you know, set up these, especially when raising your kids, set up these ideas for do this or you'll get that or do this to get that or do you know where I'm going here?
Mm-hmm. The idea of giving your children a reward for good behavior, is that what you're talking about?
Right, yeah. And the idea that I wanted to kind of convey here that I think a lot of people should really pay attention to is the idea between the difference between intrinsic and extrinsic motivation. And one of the good theorists on that is Alfie Cohn, although he's a big-time lefty socialist, but he does pretty good in this area, where he talks about that if you take everyone has intrinsic motivation for things they want to do, and when
so
you
coming from inside oneself,
yeah, from your own volition, from your own interest in doing something, and when you as a parent or you know, a manager or a leader of any sort start to put controls in, you start to now take away the intrinsic motivation and replace it with music. And our schools are a great example of that, the government schools, that everything is based on getting a grade, not on the intrinsic value in learning.
Yeah, but isn't the line a little blurred? I mean, before we go into the government schools conversation, let's just go back to parents and parenting, because I think that's kind of interesting, because I believe that the whole gold star approach was very successful with me. I know it was something my parents used, where if you do certain things or you are good or whatever the rules are, if you follow your parents' rules, then they give you a little gold star, and if you get all gold stars for a whole week, then you get some ice cream or whatever it is that the reward is for filling out the full chart in a good, positive way. You're saying that that's an intrinsic and extrinsic?
Extrinsic, yeah.
You're saying that's extrinsic, but can't that become intrinsic in that you want to please your parents, and therefore you understand that that's going to result in good things for you? That's it. Couldn't that be considered intrinsic? I mean, that's a...
Right, but look at the... you kind of said it yourself there, Ian, that you're now doing it to please your parents.
Well, because pleasing your parents pleases you in the long run, because they let you stay in their household with and they give you, dessert to eat and things like that. I mean, you're essentially their ward at that point. I believe that in a free marketplace, young people should be able to emancipate themselves. But presuming they enjoy the situation they are in, they do have an intrinsic value in behaving well, so they can continue enjoying that situation on into the future.
And do you feel there should be like a balance struck between positively reinforced and negatively reinforced behavior and personality building when you're raising a child?
It's certainly a balance, and it's a really difficult one to walk, because we are raised in a model of Skinnerian behaviorism. All of our everything we've been taught, everything in our culture is about do this to get that, and it generally... I like to often say, if you can pick anything that you really like to do in your life, like, for example, with Ian, I know you really love to do this radio show, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now put me in the position of your manager, where I control your punishments and rewards, and give me complete control over how you do it, and you'll find that you no longer really like what you find intrinsically rewarding, because I can replace you.
Yeah, it's one of the reasons why I like it, is because I don't have any managers.
Right, exactly.
You aren't my manager. You're a listener, and I appreciate your viewpoint, but that doesn't really work with me. But you're right. I mean, if I were working for Clear Channel's station doing this show, they would have certain controls over the programming content, and that would kind of wear away at me, and I would be frustrated by that. So you're correct in that statement.
Right. So that's why so many liberty-minded people, individualists, entrepreneurial types, really don't want management. They don't want control over them, because they want to do things for their own intrinsic value.
Very good.
So if you go back to the parenting thing, something that a child does that he likes. There are certain things that, of course, as a parent, you need to teach and develop values for. But to take things and now to overpraise, or to then put a punishment or reward based on how they behave, now starts to make them actually revolt against it. Or, on the opposite, and what's more common, is just to become completely dependent on the punishment reward instead of doing things for their own intrinsic value.
I can see that. I can see that there'd be a value in explaining to your children that, the reason why you want to behave in this way is because it is good for you in the long run. Here is the reason why it's good for you, and explaining that to them. Yeah, I don't know. I don't have a kid, so I don't really know exactly at what age they can begin absorbing those kinds of explanations. But I think that's how you can help kind of transition from this idea of, well, we'll reward you for being good, to, well, you will get rewards on your own in life if you do the right thing. I mean, life will reward you for taking the right path, as opposed to doing horrific things or being bad, where life will punish you. And so it's kind of transitioning from that extrinsic, you need to do this just to get your gold stars and get your ice cream, to where you're understanding why you're behaving in a certain, or the child is understanding why they're behaving in that manner.
Yeah, well, your life isn't about banana stickers and gold stars.
Yeah.
There are actual rewards. One can get their wealth. Friendship is a good reward. And they do train the children with this extrinsic reward system. I remember in the first grade we had a citizenship program, and there was a big billboard that all of these ladybugs, and every time you got a citizenship award, you got a little dot on your ladybug. I thought I was a nice kid, but I never got any citizenship dots, so I ended up with, like, the poor citizenship stink bug.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you joking about that?
No, I'm serious.
They really had a poor citizenship stink bug.
Well, that's just what I'm calling it, but it was a spotless stink bug, which means I wasn't a good citizen.
That's amazing.
Right. See, so there he was doing what he thought was the right thing, and he was probably just not a standout in somewhere, wasn't a teacher's pet.
Yeah.
And so he wasn't getting the rewards, and he was... The system was set up for him to depend on him, and it kind of hurt his own psyche to a small degree.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything inherently wrong with positive reinforcement, but I think that that it does deserve an explanation and to go along with it, and you know, encouraging young people to do what is the right thing, or at least your viewpoint on what the right thing might be. But I think I see where you're coming from, and that it's what you seem to be saying is if that's all you have is just a system of rewards and punishments, then it doesn't get to that level of intrinsicness.
Yeah, you have to have that sort of sense of personal accomplishment rather than becoming enamored with some sort of symbolic reward.
Right. And the thing is, you know, we call it carrot and stick methodology is essentially what behaviorism is. And everyone thinks that the more carrots they can use, praise and rewards, the better off they are, and the less they have to use the stick, the better. But the truth is that the carrots themselves are, if you're happy, genuinely happy for someone's achievement and praise them for it, that's good. But when you're using praise as a method of control to get them to do what you want them to do rather than what they would choose to do, that's where it starts to become, most people can't even see it, but it's where it becomes harmful because you replace their own value and intrinsic motivation to do something with external control by praising.
And of course, we're talking about human beings here. Praising works really well when you've got a dog.
Like right.
If you've got a dog, praise is what they live for.
That's a good example, Ian, because when you look at Skinner's model, which is, again, where our whole psychology comes from, Skinner did all of it based on dogs. Pavlov's dog and ring a bell, or you knew he's going to get food and he drooled.
Enemy of the State, we're out of time. Thanks for the call. Good conversation. I appreciate it. Josh, great having you in here for the first time.
Thanks,
we'll do it again. Thank you, dude. 800-259-9231. Expecting Mark back tomorrow night for the live Saturday edition of the program. We'll see you then online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.